Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
Welcome to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. I'm Karen James. On June 12, 2018, the Uhuru Sasa Cultural Club at the Oregon State Penitentiary in Salem, Oregon, held its annual talent show. I recorded the event and spoke with the men about their performances.
We're here at the Oregon State Penitentiary. We're at Uhuru Sasa Talent Show. My name is Kosal Sol. I'm going to be emceeing tonight. In the gloom and in the darkness of a cell, sometimes guys find creativity. And the Uhuru Sasa talent show gives guys a chance to be creative and to show that there's more to them than what is being portrayed of them or that one mistake that they have made in their life. So I feel that with music and poetry and everything that is art, it gives guys a chance to explain a little bit about their life or the things that they have dealt with or witnessed in the community. So that's what you'll be hearing today.
Without further ado, Money D.
Dearly beloved, we gather here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, that means forever, and that's a mighty long time, but I'm here to tell you there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness where you can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one, doctor, everything will be all right. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, baby. Because in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. In this life, you're on your own. So if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy and punch a high flow. If you don't like the world you're living in, take a look around. At least you got friends. I called my old lady for a friendly word. She just picked up the phone and dropped it on the floor. Sex, 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 sex was all I heard. Are you gonna let the elevator bring us down? Oh no, let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Let's look for the purple bandana too. They put us in the truck. Let's go. Doctor, everything will be okay. Makes everything go all wrong. Pills and thrills and daffodils will kill hang tough children. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. R.I.P. to Prince, y'all.
And I'm here with Jamie Henderson, Vice President of the Uhuru Sasa Culture Club. Hi, Jamie.
How you doing? Thank you for coming out tonight. We look forward to having a real, real good performance tonight. This is our fourth talent show that we have had. So each year, the talent gets better and better and better. Just like each year, we try to make our club better and better and better. What we're doing this year for our club is we're just trying to bring a lot of programs to the community here and also to the community beyond the walls that will help the men transition when they get out of jail. So we want to start the transition program now. We are offering legal classes to help the men understand their legal journey because it can be tricky and it can be complicated. We are also offering a finance class, because what we have learned is that having your credit and knowing how to balance a checkbook, knowing how to balance your money, knowing how to save, that's very important for a person being successful. We are also looking forward to getting our youth panels back up off the ground this October, hopefully. We also offering two mentorship classes that will be starting on the 19th and the 22nd of this month. So we're just really gearing up for the summer so we can just really start bringing, you know, the men here tools that will really help their transition when they come home. But tonight is all about the talent show, and we are blessed to have three men from the BMA, which is the Black Male Alliance from the University of Oregon. What we have is a book club here that I created along with the BMA. And within that book club, what it is they read a book, and 10 men in here, we read the same book. And the book is all about topics that affect our culture, our lives, like mass incarceration, you know, about the absence of the African-American man from being in the family. So we read the book, and then we come together once a month and we sit down and we have a very, very in-depth conversation about how the book has affected us, what we learned from the book. But the main thing is how we will use what we learned from that book to better our lives in here and also once when we get out. And I'm truly excited about this. So I just want to be able to just give them a chance to let them speak, because once again, they are important to our club.
So you are with the Black Male Alliance with the University of Oregon.
My name is August Jefferson. I'm co-director of the Black Male Alliance, and we're a coalition of black men on the University of Oregon's campus who come together for black excellence in terms of academics. So our mission is to get 100% of black students within our membership to graduate within 4 years, because we've noticed retention levels have not been that great within the university. So we aim to collectively help each other out, whether it be through networking or through just privatization of knowledge. And so that's why we grew together with Uhuru Sasa, because when we come together, we read books, both challenge intellectually each other, and we have great debates and great discussions. So it's just an interesting dynamic that we have. I know that my brother here can talk more about it, but we have started up a book fund scholarship for incoming freshmen to the University of Oregon, where we have collaborated with Uhuru Sasa.
My name is Ken. I'm a general member of the Black Male Alliance. And so that scholarship is going to help one young man and one young woman that goes to the University of Oregon will buy their books for the first year. And that came directly from the Uhuru Sasa. We appreciate it.
All I know, I keep making this fuller. I stay protected. That blue still a do ya.
My name's Demetrius Lavelle Vaughn France, but I'm better known as Michi Lavelle, out of Las Vegas, Nevada. And we here are at OSP doing the Prison Pipeline Uhuru Talent Show. And I'm ready to have some fun. Well, my piece is about my life, really, and just getting back into doing what I do best, which is making money and providing for my family and having fun with life at the same time, you know, because you can't just let negative situations continue to hold you down. You can always turn a negative into a positive, because without negative, there is no positive. And so that's what basically my piece is going to be about, basically just enjoying life and making sure that you go get that almighty dollar and make sure you take care of your family with it. Music is my first love. I was born into music. I have a background with music. Music is the reason why I breathe, I feel. I'm actually a singer, but tonight I'll be, you know, doing a little hip-hop, R&B rap kind of piece for you guys. But music is everything. Without music, I don't think the world would turn anymore, because music brings out so many different emotions in people, and it's amazing. I have a couple of albums out myself. Before I got into this unfortunate situation of being in prison, I was on my way of signing a major deal, but that kind of got backtracked. But with me about to come home now here in a couple of years, things is looking really up, because my contracts are still on the table. The guys are still ready to work with me. So I'm just ready to get out there and show the world what I can do.
So let's welcome Meech.
How you get another chance, Small?
You don't.
I don't hustle like that.
How you do it?
I hustle like this. There's not a second left.
You in the kid money,
tomorrow,
man.
I'm hustling like this. Only
rock
one
with your
more
boy.
Second left of this hustle.
And let's get it.
All I know, I keep making this moolah. I stay protected, that blue steel it do ya. Yeah, my chick bad and I keep the kill bill, yeah. Born and raised, thoroughbred trio. Let's go, let's go. All I know, I keep making this moolah.
I stay protected. That blue still a do ya. My chick bad and I keep the kill bill. I'm born in rags. Hey, KK, what they know about a glass house? With UGK in the trunk. I beat the block. The whole town know I thump. I'm swerving lanes. I stay 1,000 feet from lames. I'll take your dame. She been on my wood grain. I mask off. Catch you with your mask off. Hey, I'm on that gasoline. Time to blast off. Hey, I did my time. I pay my due. So bump they rules, yeah, boy, I stay true. I'm headed home, and now I'm on another level. I'm worldwide, that's a long way from slanging bezels. I stack that bread, that's all I ever know. Cause ain't no timeouts, I get it, sun, rain, or snow. Yo, all I know is go, all I do is go. Better tuck your chick before she end up on my Rolls Royce. Because she contemplating, she seeing through your faking. She recognize I'm a real player, and she trying to make it. With long lights, we on the red eye all night. In a different country, we ringside at the fight. Yeah, I'm a king. Boy, you know I live that life. If you act a fool, I got that thing that'll make you think twice. Rock real ice. My chick bad, out of sight. With a big old ass, you mess around and take your wife. And make her join my team. Cause all we know is cream. And we gon' get that to the death. I mean, you know what I mean? I know. Come on, this morning. And I keep the kill bill, yeah. Gas, thoroughbred trill, yeah. All I know, I keep making this fooler. I stay protected, that blue stealing through you. My chick bad, and I keep the kill bill, yeah. Born and raised, thoroughbred trill, bread trill.
Oh, but not the
hell?
Hey, Meech.
What's up, man?
Some of these dudes don't even know what you said on 100 miles and running, homie.
You got a point, but I'm trying
what
to
I think you should do is go ahead and give them a little bite of it, like, right now.
In the middle of the show?
Hell yeah. Go ahead and let them know that you got more bars than OSP, homie.
I guess so. Well, let's drop the beat then. Look, these dudes are softer than some Dr. Show's inso. 2 seconds from shattering like a cracked window. They Fox News reporters and you can smell the stench. I don't talk to the media, Marshawn Lynch. You like a deer in headlights with your feet froze. We ain't feeling your style like some cheap clothes. I told y'all I'd do this, man. Who we be?
GMBMG.
You damn right. Get money, big money game. Get your paper, man. Get your paper, man. And fuck that he say, she say. I like to get to the money, put that on replay. They always talking about what a player doing. They say that they ain't nobody's mo, but they steady chewing. These fools just living in the matrix. If you stop all the bad habits, you might make it. To speak the truth, I ain't gotta be in no pulpit. Never get high on your own supply. That's some true shit. Yeah, I keep that white like some Cool Whip. Got the flick of the wrist in the kitchen, call it Cool Whip. Yeah, and my model staying tuned. Took from Cleveland to the moon, my lady's hitting the coolest. Yeah, I get the money fast like a Lambo. A one-man army ninja like a Rambo. I leave you waving in the wind like a white flag. And then I hit the 10 in a white jack. Yeah, cause I'm the paper. And if the talk ain't about the money, see you later. Yeah.
Michael Tucker.
Tell me about your piece.
At first, it was supposed to be a freestyle. It was a couple of cats that I was supposed to be on. It was supposed to be like 6 people. But then a lot of dudes couldn't really get the beat, so I was just like, I'll just take over the whole song. I haven't done it in a long time, so I'm just trying to see if I still got it. 37-year-old, still trying to see if I still got it with these young boys. That's it. It's just about growing up in L.A., you know, saying my experiences in L.A., what I see, you know what I mean, things that I go through, things that I've seen other people go through. Just, you know, cool song. Touches on a lot of stuff. I've been rapping since I was like 9 years old. You know, I love it. I love it. I love the stage. And it's a cool opportunity that they give us. It's cool. I missed the last year's ones, but I told them this time, I'm going to see if I can do it.
They always saying, why they got the little Asian boy running a talent show all the time? First of all, I'm grown ass man, man. All right? I just look small. I'm tired of y'all telling me my shoe is cute. It ain't cute. You know what I'm saying? They size 7, though. But they ain't cute. All right, man. Up next is my man, Moon the Goon. Catch me in a foreign with a foreign driving. If it smell like water, then the boy diving. Cocky conceited, hella conniving. And I ain't got to go on tour with her. She be autopilot. My mama say I'm the realest dude she know. Man, that's crazy. Knowing all the dudes that she know.
And I'm never tucking my chain. Who's Debo? Haters throw shade at your boy. Gazebos. I like my cookies twisted with a ziggy. Red dot bottle, what's a rock? I be on my ditty. High as the hippies. Jimi Hendrix Woodstock. Got a hustler's ambition, man. I can't stop, won't stop. I'm a star. Like on the side of a Chuck T, yeah. So mean in my faded jeans and white beat, yeah. So smooth that your wifey just might be in between my sheets with nothing on but a white tee. Ooh, I'm from that land of low riders, Pendletons, purple bandanas, riders. Y City, USA, small town in LA. They seen a lot of cats get white chalk carried away. And on my mama, man, I swear on my mama, it's levels to this ish. I need a few more commas, a weekend in the Bahamas. Me and Lil Mama role playing tonight. She Michelle and I'm Obama. My bunkie just said he had a dream about Nicki. Yeah, told him next time pick up Cardi B and come get me. Nine in my left hand, nine in my right. That mean 99% of you dudes can die tonight. Yeah, and I can whip an alien into a few extras. Made a couple lines so I cooked extra. Made a couple lines so I cooked extra. Y'all get it. Y'all get it. Yeah. And I'm so me, man. I'm so me at the same time, man. Trill talk. Hey, real business. Last night I went to sleep me, woke up the same person. Swear to God, it's crazy. At all times, man. Free me, man. Free my little brother in Vegas, man. Free my brother in California. Free my uncle, man. I'm going in. Yeah. Yeah. G.I.P. G.I.P. Dirty C. G.I.P. Enough. G.I.P. G.O. Yeah. And I'm just rapping like I'm supposed to be. Yeah, three up top and like I'm supposed to be. And who's he? Ask your chick, your baby mama, homie. 9 times out of 10, I bet she spent a couple dollars on me. Tats on me heavy, homie. Ain't real heavy, homie. How you get on my lap and my aim is kinda deadly, homie. And it's crazy, cause the same dudes talk about snitching. Find out, be one of them. And it's crazy, cause the same dudes talk about snitching. Be the same ones kicking it with them cold cases. Oh, turn the hot pockets. Whoa, if you gon' go, don't let nobody know. Yeah, and don't let nobody know. Shout out to Joe Blow for that last line. I swear to God, babe, I'm so big, but it's crazy. Yeah, I'm gonna go back in though. One more. Yeah. Yeah. You see this pimp walking, you see this pimp talking. No, I'm not a pimp, but the boy do pimped often. I'm off a Blue Dolphin, the icky got me coughing. And for they ever put this young boy up in the coffin, I'm taking hitters with me, and I ain't being picky. If I don't hit you, I'm taking out whoever's with me. My fingers always itchy, so man, don't tip me. Fresh white nights, but my jeans flag so spiffy. I'm so fly boy, and I'm so tailor-made. Me and money fit perfect, so I'm so tailor-paid. Haters, they so mad. But I so don't care. It's only a couple holidays that I bust in the air. It's like your life, my life, easy choice there. But I'd rather play truth for dare with a chick with long hair. Like, is it true? You can get that money and bring it here. Like, I dare you to get that money and bring it here. Jet.
Hey, everybody. My name is Bleezy. It's the 4th annual Uhuru Sasa Talent Show, and I'm glad to be a part of it. This is the second one that I've done, and I'm excited to get into it tonight. My piece is about just having fun this time. I think last time my piece was a little more conscious, and this time I was just trying to have fun. Typically, I'm socially reserved and quiet, so it was just nice to spend a few minutes outside of my comfort zone and step outside of that box to just enjoy myself and have fun and vibe with everybody in the crowd. It's not about anything in particular. There's not too much substance. It's just a little bit of flaunting on the track, you know?
What inspired your piece tonight?
I don't know, just everybody expects something of me, either because of my color, the way I dress, or whatever else, that I often take people by surprise because I rap. So it was nice to be able to, I don't know, just show everybody that I fit in with this category of music that I chose, regardless of, you know, being in prison or being white or being, you know, my age or anything like that. It doesn't matter. And that's what the writing was about. That's what the subject was about. It was just saying, I know what I do, and I do it well, and I don't know, can't nobody stop this, really. Oh, my expectations are just to show up and perform. I always make sure that I got plenty of practice. The sound check went really well. I'm just up here to have fun. I mean, I look forward to doing this on the outside as well. And this is just practice for that. Every time I perform, I get better. And that's just what I expect, is to be better than I did last time, you know?
On the tier 4 count, clear out here, yeah, I spit to him. Chopping it up on the block, he do not stop like the force when it hits you. See me on the dark side, thinking that I flip like a Vader. Don't trip, high hater, boy too bold, and it's everything go. Got bars on bars that the truth be told. Got a few more years of this here. Yeah, spend a few more tears on this shit. Now it's all clear, cheers when you hear this here shit, yeah. All I need is some tree, little thing come ride with me. I know I can, yeah, like Nas would say. Door popping, the game shortstop, like what do you mean? I don't know, but it's high. This all that I am and I know it's on lock, it don't stop. I'm the man with the flow, same man as before, but the damage was critical. Low, I was famished, delivery slow, but my standards are raising. The stars are incredible, bars are amazing, I'm something indelible, yeah. This a talent show. For those who got talent, for those of you stay at home, hobby is not what you know. Feel me, it's how you sound when you go, go, hold up, whoa. Got gas, it's a passion flow. You're not half what I am, and I have to expand. Goddamn, yeah, I'm cashing out, just me. Yeah, that's just me. Yeah, that's just me. Yeah, that's just me. Just me, just me, 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 me. Shoes, white box, high top, all star, goddamn me, got game on lock. In a major way, can't stop this fadeaway shot. Baby, we live on the set, microphone check, 1, 2, cause I ain't done yet. And I promise some mamas, you feathers off, tune it in later, dog, I'm gonna get it off, yeah. Yeah, let me be clear about it, I got it, you way out of pocket. Don't bring this shit here, getting body back, tipping the bottle back. This is a follow up, giving you cardiac rest and development. Devilish up, I'm selfish and selfish, won't settle the score, so I tell them like, bump you, my felonies ain't all they telling me, selling me dreams. I'ma get mine, baby, hated or love it, been doing these things. It's all for the cream, and nothing gon' stop me from being on top like I'm Rocky. The ding was the start, and I'm hot, 1, 2, off top. Look at who, look at you getting dropped. And I swear to God, man, the dude is for real. Slide through with the coolest appeal. For the pods, why I do this shit here? High five from the coolest kid here. Illustrated mine one time, straight blunted. High life, getting by 100. Top flight, they don't want it. I'm big in this bitch, can't take that from me, just me. Yeah, that's just me. Yeah, that's just me. Yeah, that's just me. Just me, just me, 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 me. Yes, please. Uhuru Sasa, 4th Annual Talent Show. We appreciate all of y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
Bruce Jeffrey Holman Jr. Me and my homie Jay Groove, we put something together called We Are Not Regular. Just a simple, you know what I mean, basic music, you know what I mean, pop with a little R&B in it or whatever. We was just chilling, just thinking about, you know what I mean, things that we used to do, and we realized what we do is not regular. So that's how we came up with the concept of the song. It don't really tell a story, it just basically have a lot of stuff, like topics about the stuff that we do, and explaining on why we not regular tells like about our life, and hopefully you guys like it.
What does that mean to you to rap about your life?
It helps me be able to express myself in a way that I can't like during like a regular conversation, far as person to person. So when I talk or rap, it feels like I'm rapping to myself, but other people hear it. But if I'm talking, I'm talking to a person. So it's easier for me to rap to myself instead of talking to a person. So some people probably don't understand the topic, but understand what I'm saying. But I rap about what I feel and who I am. So other for you to get my rap, you have to get my personality.
So what does this opportunity with the talent show mean to you?
It helped me relieve a lot of stress that I have as far as my music-wise. And far as me, because I write all day, so but nobody gets to hear it, so now people get to hear it far as the talent show, so it helped me relieve a lot of stress. It helped me explain myself more on why I do the stuff that I do and act the way I act.
We are not regular.
Nah.
We eating edible.
Yeah.
We on the schedule.
Yeah.
Just moving these decimals.
Decimals.
I'm moving up in the rank.
My name is Joseph Allen. I go by the moniker of JG or J Groove. About to do this little thing me and my partner put together called We Are Not Regular. Something nice, you know, something for the radio. So y'all can feel it, you know. Kept it real jazzy. Nothing too off the rip there.
Tell me what it's about.
Oh, man, it's just about, you know, how we still trying to make the hustle, even though we in jail, you know. And, you know, the hustle could be anything, you know, whatever you're doing, positive, negative, it could be as long as you're trying to make a profit. And that's all we're doing. Just that's we come in here. We write down plenty of songs. Every day we writing songs. We trying to feed them to the world. So right now we got a little album out. It's called The Crim Life. But, we out here trying to grind, man. We're in here trying to grind, excuse me.
What does performing today mean to you?
And this is nice. You know, we don't get to do nothing like this too often, so this is real cool, you know, something different. And at the same time, you get to practice your craft. So, yeah, you know, one day it'll be masses of people sitting there doing this for. So help you get used to it. Mm-hmm. Music to me is like almost everything all the time. I put it at the top because it's what I do. It's what I've been doing like most of my life. It's natural for me, so I hold it at a higher, you know, higher standard than I hold most things. You know what I'm saying? Not above too much, but yeah, then music is everything because it's our only outlet to really express ourselves. You know, a lot of these people in here, they anti-social, and the only way they can even express themselves is through music. So that's what we do. You're going to like what I got to hear today, though. What I got for y'all today, they're going to like it. I think the radio, they're going to appreciate it.
Coming, get you up, Larry J.
We are not regular.
Nah.
We eating edible.
Yeah.
I'm on the schedule.
Yes.
Been moving these decimals. I'm moving up in the rank. 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 We are not regular.
Nah.
We eating edible.
Yeah.
We on the schedule. Just moving these decimals.
Decimals.
I'm moving up in the rank. I'm moving up in the rank. I'm moving up in the rank. I'm moving up in the rank.
Squad.
Check my pockets, got beds.
Work.
Don't go hug, want a friend.
Twerk.
Blowing this money like wind. Green ink all in my hand.
Gone.
My life on the mend.
Please.
Moving slow, no zen.
None.
Money keep burning my hand.
Woo.
I don't want this to end.
Never.
Tell me we'll last forever. My homies forever, we stacking this cheddar. Making it rain, just grab an umbrella. Just got my groove back, I'm feeling like Stella.
Bro.
I'm on the schedule, I'm counting this money. I don't know you, so don't look at me funny. I need rehab, I'm addicted to money. Talk of that talk, but you soft like a bunny. Do what you do, just don't be a dummy. Don't be a dummy, in the whip like Rambo. All black, no camo. Two grunts for my mojo. They with me for the photo. I'm the man on the low. Hit my shirt by Polo.
We are not regular.
Nah.
We eating edible.
Yeah.
We on the schedule.
Schedule.
Been moving these decimals.
Yeah.
I'm moving up in the rank. I'm moving up in the rank. I'm moving up in the rank. I'm moving up in the rank.
Squad.
We are not regular.
Nah.
We on the schedule. Eating these edibles. Hitting these decimals. I'm moving up in the rank. I'm moving up in the rank. I'm moving up in the rank. I'm moving up in the rank.
Squat.
Never regular, man. Take it to the schedule. Let's get this money locked down and locked out. It's easy.
This is Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. You have been listening to the Uhuru Sasa Cultural Club's annual talent show and performances by the men in the Oregon State Penitentiary. Thank you to the staff at OSP, and thank you to Jeremy Medelak, who helped record the event. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. Like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. Thank you to our engineers, Danielle and Mike, and thank you so much for listening.